If some producer had approached you in the early 1980s and asked you to invest in a lavish stage musical based on a Victor Hugo novel full of death and despair, persecution, and prostitution, there's probably an excellent chance you might have given them a very cold shoulder. But how could you have had any way of knowing that Les Miserables would turn into one of the theater's most astonishing success stories? It's estimated that over 60 million people have seen the show in one form or another. Needless to say, that raises the expectation for director Tom Hooper's film. Hooper won the Academy Award 2 years ago for directing The King's Speech, the story of King George VI and his battle with stuttering. That small-scale drama is a far cry from the sweeping spectacle of Les Mis, but surprisingly, Hooper doesn't change his approach very much. When it comes to putting a blockbuster stage musical on the big screen, many directors feel compelled to amplify and expand everything, to go for that cast of thousands effect. But that's precisely the opposite of what Hooper does with Les Mis, which emphasizes intimacy and emotion. For the most part, the musical's standout solo numbers don't sound like rafter-rattling arias. They're much more like introspective monologues set to music. Hooper made the decision to record the performances with the actors singing live on film instead of lip-syncing to pre-recorded tracks, and the results are sometimes astonishing, as when Anne Hathaway, as Fantine, the unfortunate single mother-turned-reluctant streetwalker, delivers an absolutely heart-shattering rendition of I Dreamed a Dream.
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now.
Hathaway performs the song almost entirely in one sustained take, stunningly making the journey from a weepy whisper to pure dramatic thunder. Samantha Barks, who plays the lovesick Eponine, works similar wonders with a splendid version of On My Own, and the dashing Eddie Redmayne wrings every possible drop of poignancy out of Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, the tormented ballad sung by activist Marius. There are other cases, however, when the technique doesn't work as well. Hugh Jackman, who plays Jean Valjean, the ex-convict who turns his life around, has a larger-than-life personality and a tendency to belt out every line to the back row.
And must my name until I die be no more than an alibi, must I lie?
In close proximity, those assets can be more than a little overwhelming to both the eyes and the ears. Hooper's cozy camera work also reveals Jackman's anxiety every time he strains to hit those high notes, as he does in Bring Him Home, which is supposed to be a signature number, but sounds more like the vocal equivalent of a weightlifting competition here. Jackman has a much easier time with Valjean's soliloquy and the lilting lullaby Suddenly, a new song from composer Claude-Michel Schoenberg and lyricist Alain Boublil and Herbert Kretzmer. And what of the singing ability of Russell Crowe, who's been cast as the obsessive Inspector Javert, who keeps looking for opportunities to send Jean Valjean back to prison? Admittedly, his voice does not have the depth or forcefulness of Jackman's, but that's not necessarily a problem. Javert is generally a monochromatic character who keeps his emotions on a short leash, and Crowe's reined-in baritone is actually well-suited to the part. The primary problem with Hooper's movie is that Les Mis has nearly a dozen solos, and with the exception of Crowe's numbers, most of them are shot in exactly the same style, with the actor in a medium close-up and nothing going on in the background. Some of these are genuine showstoppers, including Castle on a Cloud, delicately and beguilingly sung by 10-year-old Isabel Allen as the young Cosette. But too many of these segments are also momentum killers, because everything must come to a complete halt for the duration of the song. Set pieces like these make us really appreciate the few times Hooper permits a little humor or physicality to go along with the music, as in the rollicking Master of the House, performed with goofy gusto by Sacha Baron Cohen and Helena Bonham Carter as the money-grubbing innkeepers. Although Les Miserables occasionally leaves you with a tear in your eye or a burst of exhilaration, Hooper might have done well to study how director Alan Parker handled the 1996 film of Evita, another sung-through musical. Parker wasn't afraid to open up the material and step back a bit to find the bigger picture. Perhaps Hooper's concept is designed to make us appreciate the paranoia of the constantly hunted Jean Valjean, but it sometimes manages to make a very big musical feel slightly claustrophobic. While Les Mis has much to recommend it and some sublime moments of musical magic, it might also leave you saying, J'ai besoin de mon espace, or I need my space. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer.